Most apartment buildings have a guy who does, you know, does some of the plumbing, he does electrical repair and stuff like that. What do you call a guy like that?
I'll call him a janitor.
Okay. And sometimes there's a guy who lives in the apartment and he shows vacant apartments to people who might want to move in, and he works with the apartment owners, you know, and he helps the other people who live there. What would you call somebody like that?
Tenant.
Okay. Okay, on lawnmowers, what would you call the kind of lawnmower that you drive, sort of like a car?
I say ride and guide, kind of call it.
What?
Ride and guide.
Okay. And what do you call the kind that is, has an electric motor or a gas motor, but you still, you know, has a power motor, but you still have to steer it with your hands?
What do I call them?
Uh-huh.
I say a walk-in mower.
Okay. And then there's a kind that, old-fashioned kind that doesn't have any motor at all. It's just got a little rotary thing that...
Oh, you're talking about a push mower.
Okay. If you were going to plow up a garden in your backyard, you'd probably have to go and rent something to plow it with. And what would you call that thing that you rent?
A plow it with?
Yeah.
I call it a bulldozer, I guess.
A what?
A tractor.
Okay, okay. There's one thing that you might use in the garden that's it's shaped like a shovel, except it's just, instead of a long handle like a shovel would have, it's just got a little hand handle, and you just use it like this to get out weeds or something.
Are you talking about a garden tool? Garden shovel?
Okay, okay. Have you ever seen the kind of garden tool that has, it's got three prongs, kind of like a claw, like that, except they're long, you know, they're longer like this. And it's got a little hand handle, and you use it like this to get up weeds.
What do I call that?
Yeah, do you have a name for that?
No.
Okay. What kind of a rake would you use to rake up leaves in the fall?
What kind of rake would I call that? A leaf rake.
Okay. Here's a, what does it look like? Can you describe it to me?
What it looks like?
Yeah.
I just say a regular leaf rake.
Okay. Okay. There's another kind of rake that you might use, like in the garden. Like once you got it plowed up, then you sort of have to even out the dirt, you know, make it level.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of rake is shaped sort of like a comb. Like if you take your comb and, you know, just like that. And it's got these little short metal teeth about this long. Do you have a different name for that kind of rake?
Iron rake.
What?
The iron rake.
Okay. What do you call something that you use to keep your hedge level with?
Trimmers.
Okay. Would those be electric or would they be manual?
Well, automatic. I mean, just manual.
Okay.
Regular.
Okay. If you had something that were electric, would you call them anything different?
Yes, I call electricity clippers. Electricity clippers.
Okay. Okay. Say a big tree blew down. Say that tree right there blew down and blew across the street.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably have to get somebody out here from the city with
mm-hmm.
a gasoline powered thing to cut the tree up with because it's too big just to move, you know, one piece.
Yeah.
What would you call
it? I call it a chainsaw.
Okay. Can you name and describe for me different cuts of beef?
Different cuts of beef?
Yeah. Like you might buy at the store or...
Liver beef.
Okay.
Cow beef.
Wait, what was the last one?
Cow beef, liver beef.
Okay. What else? Anything else?
Rib beef.